This year's Nobel Prize for Literature is going to be announced tomorrow. The annual award goes to Masters of the Written Word. Each of these big writers started as little writers in a classroom, maybe struggling with the fundamentals of grammar. In fact, right now, future English-speaking Nobel laureates are moving deeper, or is it more deeply, into some of the mysteries of grammar. Writer and teacher Roy Peter Clark would like to clear the way.
Good morning, students. Today's lesson is on the parts of speech. Can anyone name them? Wally? No, not the teeth, the tongue, and lips. They are body parts that help you speak, but are not the parts of speech. Hermione? Very good, young lady. Yes, you've got them all. There are 8 parts of speech. Noun, pronoun, verb, adjective, adverb, preposition, conjunction, and, pshaw, my all-time favorite, the interjection. Say that with me, class. Yes, with vigor. Interjection. Interjection. Brilliant. Now let me give you an example of each. Let's begin with the adjective. That's a word that changes or, quote fingers, modifies a noun. So red is an adjective because it tells us what kind of barn it is. So barn is the noun and red is the adjective. Yes, Hermione. You think red is a noun because it's the name of a color, and you think barn could be an adjective, as in barnyard, because it modifies barn. Okay, let's move on to the adverb. This is a word that changes or, class, modifies a verb. Let me see those quote fingers. You can always recognize the adverb because it ends with the letter L-Y. What is it, Hermione? No, you are correct. July is not an adverb. It's a proper noun. No, you're right. Lovely isn't one either. It's an adjective, as in lovely flowers. Well, we're almost out of time for this lesson, but I did want to leave you with some of my favorite interjections, which is a word that you blurt out to express anger, surprise, or perhaps frustration. Okay? Are you ready, class? Here goes. Tiddlywinks! Ha ha ha! I shouted that once after I hit my thumb with a hammer. What is it now, Hermione? Yes, Tiddlywinks is the name of a children's game, which means yes, it's a noun. I suppose you have a better example of an interjection, you insufferable little know-it-all. Yes, that is an interjection, Missy, and for that you can march yourself right down to the principal's office.
Roy Peter Clark teaches writing at the Poynter Institute, and he's the author of the new book, Writing Tools, 50 Essential Strategies for Every Writer.